Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're going to be practicing the passive voice. And specifically, we will be practicing it using infinitive verbs. So two grammar points in one, which makes it a little bit more difficult, but important. So first of all, remember that certain verbs, if you use them and then you use another verb, you need to use the word to and then the infinitive. So for example, the word want. When you use the word want, you need to say to if you use a verb. For example, I want to go. This is the case with many verbs. Other verbs, you need something else, like the gerund, for example. So we need to know this when we consider the structure of a passive sentence. So the reason we use the passive is because the person who is doing the action is not important, or we don't know who they are, possibly. So the most important thing is not the person doing the action, but the person who is receiving the action. And sometimes we want to say passive sentences with the verbs that I mentioned earlier. So the example word I gave you earlier was want. And remember, you need to use to and then a verb after want. So let's look at an example of an active sentence that we're going to turn into the passive. And pay attention to this, because this will be the exercise I'm going to ask you to do in a minute. So here is an active sentence. They want us to prepare them for the exam. They want us to prepare them for the exam. This is an active sentence. Let's change it now to the passive. And what we're going to focus on is the second part of the sentence. The they want, we will keep. But forget about us. Don't worry about us. We are the ones who will do the action. But like I said before, we want to forget about the person doing the action. So forget about us. They want, not us. But remember, after the word want, we need the word to. So the sentence will be, they want to be prepared for the exam. So the us, the people responsible, the people doing the action, we're not there anymore. They want to be prepared for the exam. The structure here is they want. So here we have that verb, want. And then always to. And then be. And then the past participle. In this case, it's a regular verb. So it is they want to be prepared for the exam. So that's the aim of the exercise today, is turning active sentences into passive sentences and losing, forgetting about the doer of the action. So let's take a look at four sentences. I'm going to give you them in the active and I want you to change them into the passive. So get some paper and a pen so you can write these down. So number one, we asked them to give us more time. We asked them to give us more time. So I want the sentence in the passive to start, we asked, and then we change it to the passive. Number two, I waited for them to take us into the room. I waited for them to take us into the room. So the sentence needs to start, I waited, and then the passive. Number three, I don't need him to help me. I don't need him to help me. And the sentence should start with, I don't need. And number four, I begged her to forgive me. I begged her to forgive me. And the sentence should start with, I begged. And if you're not sure, to beg is when you're really desperate. Maybe you really, really want something. You say, please, please. That is to beg. So write those down if you haven't already and try to turn those into correct passive sentences. Pause the podcast and when you're ready, press play and I will tell you the correct answers. Okay, hopefully you've had an opportunity to look at those sentences. Let's take a look at the answers. So the first one, we asked them to give us more time. The sentence starts with we asked. So instead of them, we remove them. We say we asked to be given more time. We asked to be given more time. Number two, I waited for them to take us into the room. And the sentence should start with I waited. So it is I waited to be taken into the room. I waited to be taken into the room. Number three, I don't need him to help me. And the sentence starts with I don't need. I don't need to be helped. I don't need to be helped. And number four, I begged her to forgive me. Here the sentence should be, I begged to be forgiven. Because the past participle of forgive is forgiven. Okay, so hopefully you understood that. If you didn't manage to get those right or you weren't sure what I wanted you to do, then listen again and listen to those examples again and compare the sentences in the active with the ones in the passive. Notice the difference. Notice that in the passive, we are removing the doer of the action and we are focusing on the person or people or whatever it is who is receiving the action. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you have any grammar points you want me to focus on these podcasts, or if you are interested in taking some classes with me online, then please let me know. Please send me a message. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.